Nasty reminder of yesterday. Definitely some echoes here. I'm looking at the Wi-Fi interactive here, and the NASDAQ has gone from up over 2% at the highs around 11 a.m. to where we are now at session lows, down over 1%. So more than almost a 3.5 point range. That's a trading range for the day. So the last time we've actually had, I think, 8.3% or more moves in the S&P 500, in the NASDAQ this year, and that is a lot of volatility for the market to stomach. Also seeing the Dow off more than 300 points right now, and the S&P 500, that is off 1% as well. Want to take a look at the VIX. That has been picking up, and we can see it is at new territory here. It is at the 24 level. Let me just take a two-month candlestick view here so we can see all the spikes. Haven't really taken out that mid-December spike just yet, but 24 definitely moving up. And the bond market been pretty quiet today. You can see the 10-year, that's up 1 basis point. 30-year, not doing much either, basically unchanged. And then you take a look at inside the market here, and this is the NASDAQ. Wow, what a reversal. Amazon now down 3%. This stock was green on the open. NVIDIA down over 3%. All these names, from my recollection, were green just a few hours ago. What's the news that's sending everything south? I lined up the timestamps, and it could be the U.S. giving the decision, the green light to certain Baltic states to send U.S.-made weapons into the Ukraine. But I got to tell you, geopolitics, usually not a big market mover, so this could be simply more continued weakness. We got utilities in the green, and that is it. To start the day, everything here was in the green. Now, consumer discretionary, that's the Amazon sector. That is down 2%. That is the biggest loser, followed by materials and industrials, guys.